Welcome to the Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs. Satan never wastes a fiery dart on an area covered in armor. Beth Moore. Wow. Been feeling the sting of a fiery dart lately? I must admit that sometimes they hit me when I least expect them. I'm not sure how theologically correct this is, but in my mind, a fiery dart from the enemy are those thoughts that unexpectedly invade a perfectly fine day. Maybe it's an accusation about something we did in our past, or even more painful, the thought that someone may find out about something we've done in our past. Could be a fear of a choice our children may make, or the fear of the embarrassment that choice may cause us. It could be the smallest doubt of the reality of our salvation, or that lingering fear that our husband may be spending a little too much time with his secretary or nurse. Could be insecurity about the future or anxiety about balancing the checkbook. It could be a multitude of small thoughts that with a quick release from the enemy hit us in the area of vulnerability and derails the whole train. Ephesians 6 says, "Finally be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you may take your stand against the devil's scheme, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your guard, and after you have done everything to stand, stand." So when the day of evil comes, not if it comes, but when, do we have our armor on? I love that our good King has not left us vulnerable. If we put on that full armor, He has protected us. We have a belt of truth. The belt is around our waist. Truth around the very core of our being where we gain our balance. It keeps us centered. Breastplate of righteousness. The Word also tells us that we are the righteousness of Christ Jesus. He is our righteousness. And when the enemy looks at us, he sees the righteousness of Christ. And it is His righteousness that is a shield over our heart. Feet fitted with the gospel of peace. He's not given us a spirit of fear, but power. And we walk in peace. His peace is the covering over your feet, which means it doesn't matter what circumstance you walk in. Every step you carry the gospel of His peace. A shield of faith. I love this one. I ask that the Lord would make my shield so big that when the enemy looks at me, he sees nothing else. A helmet of salvation. Our salvation covers our mind and our thoughts. And then the sword of the Spirit. This has got to be my favorite of all. It is your only offensive weapon. Learn to use that sword. And when you have your coffee in the morning, I want you to know that the gentle sound of those pages turning sound like the drawing of a sword to your enemy. This is the Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. Have a great day.